I'm Kempston Cross. This is your look at sports. Jackson cowgirl Sadie Hutzler is defending her pole bending world title at the Little Britches National Finals Rodeo, Lazy E Arena, at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma this week. She stopped the clock at 20.4 seconds in her first run this year. That was good for third place in the go-round. She posted a time of 14.179 in her first barrel racing run. She did not catch in her first breakaway roping attempt. Hutzler already became the 2025 Minnesota High School pole bending co-state champion during June. She also won the barrel racing in Ferndale, Minnesota in June, and pole bending in Sheridan, Illinois in March to qualify for the Junior NFR in Las Vegas this December. More updates to come as they're available. The Jackson Bulls are visiting the Fox Lake Foxes for a first night league baseball game on Wednesday night. The Bulls are 8-6 overall with a 7-4 league record so far this year. The Foxes are 2-7 overall and in first night play. First pitch is at 7:30 p.m. in Truman, weather permitting. The Lakefield Horned Frogs are hosting the Heron Lake Lakers for a first night league game on Wednesday night. The Frogs have a 2-8 overall and league record so far this season. The Lakers are 1-12 overall and 1-10 in league play. First pitch is at 7:30 p.m. at Stan King Field, weather permitting. The Minnesota Twins had just two hits during a 2-0 loss to the Miami Marlins at Lone Depot Park. Royce Lewis hit a double in his first game back from the injured list, but Joe Ryan was charged with his fourth loss after allowing one run on five hits in seven innings. The Twins are in third place in the AL Central at 40-45. Minnesota sends Simeon Woods Richardson to the mound against Miami on Wednesday. The Minnesota Lynx blew an early 13-point lead during a 74-59 exhibition loss to the Indiana Fever in the Commissioner's Cup at Target Center. The Lynx led by three in the second quarter before Indiana stormed back and led throughout the second half. Alanis Smith had 15 points in the losing effort. The loss does not affect the WNBA standings. The 14-2 Lynx host the Mystics on Thursday night. The Minnesota Timberwolves have parted ways with one of their top bench players. The team sent guard Nikhil Alexander Walker to the Atlanta Hawks in a sign-and-trade. The Wolves received a 2027 second-round pick and a $7 million trade exception for facilitating the deal. Minnesota also re-signed veteran Joe Ingles to a one-year deal. The Minnesota Wild are making moves, including bringing back one of their former players. The team signed center Nico Sturm to a two-year contract worth $4 million. Sturm spent the first 3.5 seasons of his career with the Wild before winning the Stanley Cup with Colorado in 2022 and with Florida this past season. The 30-year-old had 7 goals and 7 assists in 62 games last year. The Minnesota Wild added a 4-time All-Star when they traded for Detroit right winger Vladimir Tarasenko. Minnesota sent cash considerations to the Red Wings to complete the deal. The 33-year-old played in 80 games for Detroit last season. He had 11 goals and 22 assists. In other team news, the Wild changed their stadium name from the Xcel Energy Center to Grand Casino Arena. You can find our latest local sports coverage online at kkoj.com. That's your look at sports. I'm Kempston Cross.